Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Friday update here on our footballdiehards.com podcast. I, once again, am Jeff Fernetti here getting you ready for your first week of the playoffs. Now, all the high-stakes leagues folks are really locked up in their high-stakes league playoffs, as we would expect. But for the rest of us out there that play in the normal formats, it's week 15. It's week 16, and those are the weeks that we circle on our calendar that we hope that we're around for, and hopefully we've been helping you get there at here at footballdiehards.com. We do these three times per week. We give you updates of varying pieces of information. Monday, more of a general update with Bob Harris. Wednesday, we've been scouring the waiver wires, and Fridays, we do some starts and sits for you. We'll do this, of course, next week, and then as we get towards the Christmas holiday and towards the new year, we'll put our bow on this, preview what's to come next year. We'll look at that final week of the National Football League season and talk about some of our hits, some of our misses with you, and have some fun over the next couple of weeks. What a week it will be this week in the NFL. There are so many marquee games, but there's a lot of matchup situations that really help the key players. So to start, talk a little bit about who to start and who to sit, joining me as always here at the end of the week is Joe Hebert. Joe, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How about yourself?
Very, very good. It's week one of our playoffs for most of the country, so let's get right to it. We'll go over some players that, again, you always like to go deep in the bench. We ignore the obvious unless it's on the sit category, because sometimes you'll sit someone that you're a little bit surprised of, but always have the info to back it up. And I was saying, Joe, that there's a lot of good matchups this week. Peyton Manning and Indianapolis have a real favorable matchup against Detroit. There's a lot of good matchups, you know, as expected, as I predicted. That game yesterday with New Orleans and the Bears gave some people some good fantasy points on both sides of the ball. So let's get right to it. This is going to be a fun week, an important week for the whole country with the playoffs. Let's start with the quarterback. We had Matt Schaub return in fine form. We've got Tavares Jackson going back in there. Give us your thoughts on the quarterback position this week.
Right, and as we get started here this week, certainly those of you who played Breeze or Forte or Bush last night are in a little bit of a hole and are looking maybe for an edge.
Yep.
So like you said, let's start the quarterback position. One of the plays I like this week is Tyler Thigpen with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's facing a San Diego defense that seems to slowly be rounding into form here, but they're still not really where they used to be and what we traditionally see out of San Diego. So Thigpen's playing with a lot of confidence, and he's going to need to play well in this game to keep his team close. And even though those Chiefs continue to lose, they continue to look pretty good in losing. So I think Thigpen can produce for you and might be worth the consideration for this week.
Okay.
Another quarterback I like who has not been putting up good numbers lately is Jake Delhomme of Carolina. It seems like all he's had to do lately is turn around and hand the ball off to one of those running backs and just let those guys dominate the game. They've been great for him lately. And in this case, you know, they're playing the Denver Broncos, and the Broncos are a very balanced defense in that they give up yards either way, through the ground or through the air. And I think at heart, Carolina is a team that does want a balanced offense, and so I think Delhomme can post some numbers in this matchup for you.
Okay.
One more throw out there is Chad Pennington with Miami. As we know, Miami would prefer to run the ball, but the 49ers actually do have a pretty decent run defense. So I think what we'll find in this game is that Pennington will go to the air a little bit more often than maybe they would like to do. And we know when Pennington does throw, he's very accurate, and against a 49ers pass defense, I think that could mean some decent numbers for you.
Anybody you want to stay away from this week?
Somebody who we just mentioned, actually, at the top of the show here, was Matt Schaub, who came out as a house of fire last week and just totally lit it up.
No doubt.
But this week, going against the Tennessee Titans, you know, that's a very tough matchup for anybody, and I think Schaub is somebody you really want to be careful of.
All right. Well, what about the running back position this week? As we had some big performances, especially Brian Westbrook last week showed, you know, why you draft him high, even with some of the problems he had throughout the season. He gets some teams into the playoffs this week. Who are some guys that you like and don't like this week at running back?
Absolutely. And as I put my running back list together this week, what I saw is the key word here is opportunity. Who's going to get a chance to get some carries who maybe normally don't? And I found three players out there who I really like in this situation, and one of Dominic Rhodes with the Colts.
Okay.
Joseph Addai seems to be hurting this week, and even when he's on the field, he hasn't been very effective. Rhodes has definitely been the better player lately. And I think with the Colts coming down the path here to the playoffs and wanting to position themselves as best as they can, they'll probably lean to Rhodes. They're facing the Lions this week, who, as we know, tend to traditionally allow plenty of yards on the ground. And to me, it makes a lot of sense for the Colts to be able to sort of ease off the pedal on Adai, let him rest, and let Rhodes take the majority of carries and let him post some pretty big numbers.
All right, that's a good one.
Somebody else I like would be Derek Ward of the Giants. Brandon Jacobs is hurting a little bit this week, and he may or may not play. And as we look at what the Cowboys defense is decent at, they're better at stopping the run than stopping the air game. And with Ward being much better in the passing game than Brandon Jacobs, it just makes so much more sense for the Giants to lean on Derek Ward this game, and I think that makes him a pretty decent play. And my third choice is right along the same lines here is Darren Sproles with the San Diego Chargers.
Oh, that's interesting.
Tomlinson, you know, as those who watch him every week, we can see he's just not himself. I mean, he can say he is, but the fact is he's not. He's just not putting up those numbers, and Sproles has done a lot. I think the Chargers have become more and more comfortable as the season's gone on, giving the ball to Sproles and letting him go for it. And I think against the Chiefs, it makes sense that Sproles would get some touches and should be extremely productive with touches. So I kind of like that play, and maybe even especially in PPR league, you might want to consider it even a little bit stronger.
Okay. Anybody to stay away from?
My dub this week on the running backs is I went out and picked Steve Slayton. Slayton has become so much more than what we thought he would be at the time of the NFL draft, where he looked like he was going to be a third down back, and he's proven that he's an every down back, and in that offense at least, he's extremely effective. But this week he's got the Titans, and that's just a really tough matchup for him, and so he's somebody you might want to be careful of and see if you have a better option sitting around on your bench.
Interesting. Now, as we get towards the end of our segment here, let's move to the wide receivers and give us some likes and don't likes this week, starts and sits.
Okay. Somebody who's seemingly come back from the dead here is Deion Branch at Seattle. He had himself a very nice week last week, and I probably should know better than depend on him, because when you do, that's when he turns up with the third play in the game, trashing that ankle of his or something. But
yeah, no doubt.
But he does have a good matchup this week against the Rams. Seneca Wallace is playing well and probably goes once again for Seattle, and it makes sense to maybe give him a twirl, assuming everything's ready to go, and you're looking for it again.
Risky, but upside, and that's a lot of times, Joe, what we need in the playoffs is upside. As we get a lot of, especially in the high stakes leagues where a lot of people will have similar players, sometimes you need that stretch to get you some extra points that maybe someone else doesn't have.
Exactly. Looking further on here, somebody else I've identified this week is Steve Smith with the New York Giants. We all know Plaxico Burress is not around, and now it looks like Dominic Hickson is having some issues with his foot. And so the player who most likely gets some initial touches this week would be Steve Smith. Once again, against Dallas, the Giants are going to have to throw, I believe, to do pretty well, especially because Brandon Jacobs is not healthy. And to me, Steve Smith in the slot getting touches, and that would be whether Hickson starts or not, because even if he starts, he's obviously not going to be 100%. And I like Smith stepping up for the Giants this week.
Yeah, and they were really trying to prove that last week's loss was an anomaly, and they're going to try to get back after it, too. I mean, there's some extra motivation there on that one.
Exactly. They do want to reestablish their dominance, and this is a good game to do that, especially while the Cowboys are feuding over there on their offensive side of the ball, it seems like. One more player I'll pick out here for a receiver who I like this week, Hank Baskett with the Eagles. Kevin Curtis came up with a concussion last week, and as of right now, we don't know whether it's going to go or not. And it seemed to be Baskett who stepped up in his slot last week and got a couple grabs. So should Curtis not make the field and start this week, Baskett be a nice play for you.
Okay.
And my dud this week is reluctant dud. The person I've identified is Calvin Johnson of the Lions.
Okay.
We all know he's a monster, and it seems like anybody can throw him the ball, and he's going to post some numbers. But
yeah,
once again, you know, the Lions have made a switch at quarterback, and they're going with Dan Orlovsky this week, and they've already said that, gee, if he doesn't look very good, we'll go ahead and drop back even to Drew Stanton. So at some point, this stuff just has to affect Johnson, even though for the most part he's really been bulletproof. He's obviously a stud receiver, and if he played on any type of a reasonable team, this guy would just be all world. But I think going against a tough Colts pass defense, he's somebody you might want to look around and see if you can replace him. I'm just leery of him, but at the same time, I do realize it's hard not to put him in your lineup.
Yeah, it's one of those tough things, too, that a lot of times a marquee player just is surrounded by such garbage that you got to admit it. You got to bench him at some point. It's a tough call.
It is a tough call, yep.
Well, it's been a fun season, to say the least, and next week will be even more important as when we talk to you, we'll be talking about the final week, the championship games for most people's playoffs, and the long road ends up with everything coming down to these 2 weeks, which is a lot of skill, a little bit of research, and a lot of luck here. As you never know, Drew Brees getting you there, and then, whoops, last night. You know, so it's just one of those things you can't predict. It would have been, really hard to take him out of your lineup, but it's one of those things.
Exactly, and I think as we get down here today on the season, it's important to not get too jumpy. I think a lot of times you'll see owners reacting to the smallest tidbit of information as being overly important, and it's still important to look at informational trends and make solid decisions in your lineup and just remember what got you there.
Well, Joe, we appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week for sure as we'll wrap up our season of starts and sits. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's Joe Hebert, one of the best in the business when it comes to getting you those hidden gems and finding you some research. Boy, would you have thought about sitting some of the players you mentioned? Well, think about it now. That's Joe Hebert. I'm Jeff Renetti. We'll catch you next week for our final week of what we've been doing all year. We'll still have a couple of more weeks of podcasts, but as far as the analysis of the weekend, the waiver wires, and the starts and sits, that comes at you at least one more time, one more week here at footballdiehards.com. Best of luck, everybody. I'll see you next week. I'm Jeff Renetti. So long, everybody.